In a nutshell, scarcity creates desire. Desire derives action. So when you don't have enough access to something, you actually want that more.
Bonanza Growth Podcast, innovation, strategy, and UX for SaaS.
Bonanza Studios is a growth consultancy for SaaS and fintech startups. Every SaaS business needs to fight in three different battles. First, product market fit, discovering a growing marketing and designing a compelling and undeniable solution to meet that demand. Second, product-led growth, turning your product into a growth vehicle by leveraging outcome-driven UX design. And third, creative marketing and organic brand building. If you're looking for a reliable partner to drive growth, check out our website at bonanza-studios.com.
Hi. We are here with another short episode. In this episode, I would like to discuss about what are the core aspects of UX design and UX psychology, to be specific. That is the topic of scarcity. In a nutshell, scarcity creates desire. Desire derives action. So when you don't have enough access to something, you actually want that more. Some of the recent examples that I could use to illustrate my point would be, first, the elephant in the room, Bitcoin. The supply of Bitcoin is limited, 21 million, and it's a very secure way of storing your wealth. Hence, there is a lot of demand for it because it's scarce, high demand makes Bitcoin very valuable. Another example that I could talk about is in the sneaker world, the fashion, Yeezy shoes. Yeezy shoes have been a phenomenon that a lot of marketers talked about. Yeezy shoes have been promoted by Adidas. Adidas would drop some limited amount of Yeezy shoes on a very random basis. There is no actual date that you could sign up to. You know that there is a drop this season. At some point in April, you would hear it and you have 1 or 2 days to act upon it. So that has been a massive, massive success for both brands, Adidas and Yeezy, and created multi-millions, hundred millions of dollars in profit for both brands. Scarcity creates desire, desires drives action. You can apply this strategy to almost anything. Your romantic life. Just don't be available too much. You will be noticed. Business offer. Often customers act upon a business offer that is limited faster than is a business offer that is always available. Coaching experts. When you are seeing that a coach is in demand, there is a lot of folks wants to work with that coach versus another coach that is always available. Too much availability undermines the expert status. team meetings, quarterly performance review versus daily stand-ups. Which one do you prepare the most for? You can apply the same strategy to app design. Limited seats, join the waiting list. We give away 6 months of free subscription to first 100 that join our waiting list. Limited offers. Scarcity is a very strong mechanism for you to drive engagement. Of course, you want it to be an ethical scarcity, not an artificial scarcity. I'm not promoting artificial scarcity. That is a wrong approach. That is dark UX. But every business at the end of the day has limited capacity. Has limited capacity to provide their offerings. For us, we are a product studio, and we know that every month we can accept one big project. This our capacity is defined, and we advertise that on our website. You're not shy away from saying that we can only accept one big project per month. And boy, oh boy, that is very, very celebrated amongst our customers. Often when I go to initial pre-sales calls, last week I went to a call and the person told me, I was surprised by seeing that you come up front with your capacity. Use that as an advantage. Limitation is an advantage because you cannot serve everyone at every given point of the time. Use it to your advantage, advertise it, and drive engagement.
Thank you for listening to this episode. For more information, go to bonanza-studios.com.